are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And people in your neighborhood on this Friday, brought to you by the folks at the Pier VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and VistaCare. And joining me on the phone this morning, Pier Mayor Steve Harding. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody today? It's a great, as we visited a little bit earlier, it is a Friday.
It is, and we're going to be near 50 today, so that's always a plus as well.
That is. We had a little dusting of snow there, but hopefully with the nice weather, it looks like actually over the next week it's going to be reasonable weather anyway.
Absolutely. We'll take it as long as it wants to stick around. And one thing that was in the news this week, and it's that time of the year where, you know, you've got to renew the air service contract, and you got some really good bids.
Yes, we sure did. That it really was an exciting week for the city of Pier. And for Central South Dakota, really, because mm-hmm. a lot of our, you know, boardings for at the airport are from Central South Dakota. So, you know, we're nearing the end of the Essential Air Service contract. SkyWest has had that for about a year and a half now, and so the actual contract runs out in April of 2021. So to get a jump start on you know, bids and another Essential Air Service contract, we've started the process. The United States Department of Transportation, they, you know, went out for bids, and they received three bids. One was from United/SkyWest, and also from Boutique Airlines, and from Denver Air, which is basically Key Lime. All three of those had you know, sent in proposals before also. The SkyWest sent in two separate proposals. One was 12 weekly flights and split between Denver and Chicago. And, you know, that eastern hub has really been something that the city and our customers have been looking for some time. And so that's really exciting about that proposal. The second, their second proposal was 12 weekly flights to Denver only. And so this week at the commission meeting, the commission voted to recommend to the Department of Transportation that we accept SkyWest's first proposal with 12 weekly flights split between Denver and Chicago. We don't know flight times yet, but I think that's really exciting for the community of Pier. So the next step then, I will send a letter to the U.S. Department of Transportation and recommend that, and we'll see what their final decision is. Once they get my letter, then they've got 30 days to decide if that if they could support that, and then we'd have that set up. Another thing that's really exciting about that is they're proposing a three-year contract rather than a two-year contract. So I'm really excited about our, you know, that eastern hub of Chicago and also the Denver flights. If we can get that approved, I'm going to be sending a request to Senator Rounds and Senator Thune's office and Representative Johnson and Governor Norm and asking them for letters of support as I send in our proposal. So it's exciting news, and either way, you know, even if we just get our Denver-only flight, it's still a great thing. You know, we've been very pleased with we've been very pleased with SkyWest for their safety and their reliability and passenger capability and ticketing. Affordable, you know, if it's the split Denver-Chicago flight, they average a $110 one-way ticket. And if it's Denver only, it's about $101 average dollar. So it's really affordable, and either one of those proposals would be great for our community. And so we'll be looking forward to, you know, here in the next couple of months to hear back from the U.S. DOT on that.
Yes, an exciting potential there. So we'll keep our fingers crossed on that. And, of course, we still want to keep people reminded the coronavirus is out there. We need to do what we can to help, you know, just get it out of our system here.
You know, we really do. You know, that's Hughes County. Our numbers have been going up as well throughout the state. They've been going up. But everybody still needs to be very aware that the virus is still here in Hughes County and will be for a while. We need to continue, you know, doing those things that we've always been doing, washing our hands, cleaning areas that come in contact with people a lot, staying home if you're ill, wear a mask if you can't, social distancing. You know, I joined up with the Class 1 municipality mayors, and sent a letter out through the municipal league encouraging the wearing of masks.
Mm-hmm.
We partnered with Avera Health and their Mask Up program. And so, you know, I'd like to remind everybody that masking does help. And so we should all try and do our part. And, you know, when you look at your own personal duties and responsibilities, you know, you can always be more restrictive. You know, all the recommendations, we've always wanted to follow everything, but, mm-hmm. you know, you need to look at your personal health, the safety and protection of your family, and do as restrictive as you're comfortable doing. So just the awareness that it's still there, and everybody should keep up the good work. I think the city of Pierre and Hughes County is doing all the right things. But, of course, with more testing, we're going to have more cases.
Right. And doing these little things is just going to help in the long run.
Yep, that's right.
And we want to remind people, we don't have any right now. We did get a little taste of some snow this past week, but you've got to have trailers and campers off the streets.
Yep, that's right. We've, you know, these first couple little snow blasts that we've had, we like to remind everybody that, you know, your trailers and campers and all of those things need to be off the street so that the city can plow curb to curb. It's just a thing that, you know, if you don't, it takes our snow plow operators more time to plow around those things, and then they have to go back and clean it up afterwards. You know, we did, we go out and, you know, we don't specifically look for that, but just patrolling, you know, if you just run across those things, or people, you know, sometimes citizens will call and say, hey, this trailer hasn't been moved for a week or whatever.
Right.
The last snow that we had, you do get a warning the first time. You know, we're not out to write tickets, but so you get a warning and have 48 hours to move that. If they go back and it hasn't been moved, then you'll get a ticket. And this last time we did, we marked 44 trailers and campers that had not been moved, and the citizens did a great job because there was only 3 ticketed and towed. So after those 44 were marked, just a nice friendly reminder that they need to be moved, 41 of those got moved. So that's really a good deal, and I think everybody just, you know, has to get into that winter mode again and just
that's right.
A reminder. And it'll be great.
Absolutely. So just get it done, and it'll just save everybody some time and headaches.
Yep, that's right. Because we're gonna, you know, we're gonna get more snow than what we've gotten for sure.
Absolutely. Well, Mayor, thank you for your time this morning. Enjoy this good weather coming up, and have a good weekend and the week ahead.
Yes, thank you very much, and always look forward to this opportunity to let the public know what's going on in their community.
And they appreciate that. We'll talk to you again soon, Mayor.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you bet. Bye-bye. There's Mayor Steve Harding from Pierre giving you a reminder about the air service contract. A little COVID reminder. It is still around the county and the city, so just, you know, do what you can to help out and make sure those trailers and campers are off the streets so the maintenance crews can do the things that they need to do. There is your people in the neighborhood Friday edition brought to you by the folks